Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 2nd. I'm Abby Crosby with Simone Castello and Dave Bowden. It's 10:30 and this is Centennial College Radio News. In the weather, it's sunny today with a high of 6 degrees. Now here are the headlines. Visible minorities in Canada have surpassed the 5 million mark. A tough night for the Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium, and the Air Force calls it quits. Now to our top story. For the first time ever, visible minorities in the country have passed the 5 million mark. Numbers were released this morning by Statistics Canada. Visible minorities now make up over 16% of Canada's population. Analysts say this is because three-quarters of new immigrants since 2001 were visible minorities. South Asians have replaced the Chinese as the top visible minority group, making up a quarter of all visible minorities in the country. That is an 18% increase since 2001. StatsCan says if these immigration trends continue, they predict that by 2017, one in five Canadians will be a visible minority. While Canada's minority groups grow, the job market appears to be shrinking. There are too many qualified applicants and not enough openings. Young adults shouldn't worry, though. Soon, baby boomers will call it quits. Derek Morrison reports.
With all of the baby boom generation retiring over the next decade, there's actually jobs to be found in the workplace for young adults. Jobs are found in all areas of work. It really just takes hard work, time, perseverance, and good luck to find these job openings. The key to finding one of these openings, however, is finding a job that someone actually enjoys doing. Brian Anthony, 22-year-old manager at the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, and also a 2007 graduate from Algonquin College in Ottawa, says that his timing and experience had a lot to do with him entering the working world.
Timing. They needed someone, and I was in the right place at the right time, and I had previous management experience. That, combined with graduating from hotel restaurant management, just ended up getting me the position.
Obviously, there are both pros and cons to being so young in a world full of people who have been working longer than some of these young adults have been alive. But Brian says that you just have to overcome and prove that you belong with the big boys.
Cons are definitely that you're looked upon as a baby who doesn't know what they're doing, and you have to prove yourself. Pros being that you're straight out of school, so you're fresh and your mind's ready to be molded, and you're like new blood to the organization, so you bring a lot to the table.
Not everyone wants to enter into the hotel business, obviously, but with Brian as an example, he proves that with hard work and good people skills, young adults can succeed in the working world in whatever field it is they choose to follow.
I'd say a major thing is references, as many as you can get, whether it be through peers or teachers. They're going to help you a lot down the way, and persevere and just be relentless.
From the Best Western Primrose in downtown Toronto, Derek Morrison, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
Police are looking for suspects after two fires in Richmond Hill. Two abandoned farmhouses went up in flames early this morning. The first building caught fire around 1 a.m. on Bathurst Street near King Road. The second fire was close by on King Road and started shortly after. Police think arson is the most likely cause. No one was hurt in the fire. Roads in the area were closed overnight, but they're open now. In Toronto, Chef Susser Lee is packing his knives and heading to the Big Apple. Lee is opening a new restaurant in September in Manhattan. The new eatery will anchor a multi-million dollar hotel in the Lower East Side. People in Toronto who love his Asian fusion eats will still be able to satisfy their cravings, though. His restaurant Lee on King Street West will stay open. Susser, the hot spot next door, will be closed only for the summer for a remodel. In world news, Ireland's leader is stepping down. Irish Prime Minister Bernie Ahern has announced in a press conference this morning he'll resign on May 6th. Ahern's faced trouble in the office ever since a cash scandal that erupted in the early 90s. He's been Prime Minister of Ireland for 11 years. And that's the latest news. Now here's Simone with sports.
Thanks, Abby. Hi, everyone. The Jays kicked off their 2008 season with a loss against the Yankees last night. The game, which had been postponed from Monday night due to a rainout, is the last home opener at the historic Yankee Stadium. The Jays showcased great performances from Roy Halladay and Melky Cabrera, who scored a 315-foot home run. Still, all of this wasn't quite enough as the team managed six hits but failed to score after the fifth inning. The Jays lost with a final score of 3-2. In hockey news, the Leafs lost against the Sabres last night, keeping the winning team's playoff hopes alive. With a score tied 3-3, the Sabres took the lead in a shootout in the sixth round, despite Raycroft making 11 saves. Maxim Afinagenov scored the winning goal, capping off the Sabres' comeback with a score of 4-3. This win puts them within 3 points of Philadelphia and Boston, who hold the final two spots in the Eastern Conference. In related news, the Canadiens won the Northeast title last night after a 3-0 win against the Senators. The game showcased Carey Price, who made 32 saves for his third career shutout. The title is the first for the Habs since their 91-92 season. The team is now tied for first in the conference with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Both teams still have 2 games left to play. In more local news, the Centennial College Colts men's basketball team beat the Seneca Sting with a score of 68-61 in overtime. As Gord Anderson reports, it was a last-second shot by guard Craig Nielsen that tied the game.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smalling was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard, and we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smalling thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game. And to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nielsen sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smalling knew that Nielsen was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner, so it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2. They're first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
Finally, in the months leading up to the Beijing Olympics this summer, there's a lot of speculation about athletes being screened for using performance enhancers. In response, the World Anti-Doping Agency has agreed to step up testing for athletes using human growth hormone. The agency has purchased thousands of kits that will allow them to check blood samples that were frozen from earlier tests. The plan is to ensure that every athlete participating in the Summer Games is tested and given a clean bill of health before they can compete. In tonight's games, the Raptors take on the Hawks in Atlanta at 7, while the Jays play the Yankees once again. And that's what's making news in the world of sports. Now here's Dave with a look at entertainment. Dave?
Thanks, Simone. Well, we begin today with the end of an era. The CBC announced yesterday that Royal Canadian Air Farce will be grounded for the final time at the end of this year. The storied Canadian comedy show will wrap up its 15th season this Friday and return in the fall only for a shortened farewell season. The show's end came as no surprise to its cast and crew, who signed a 3-year contract extension with the CBC in 2005. Longtime Air Farce producer and star Roger Abbott said it feels like the right time for the show to go out. The Air Farce crew will sign off for good December 31st with a New Year's Eve special. Meanwhile, singer Beyoncé might have a fiancé. People.com reported yesterday that rapper and music mogul Jay-Z and longtime girlfriend Beyoncé Knowles took out a marriage license in Scarsdale, New York. According to the terms of the marriage license, the famous couple will have 60 days to honor the license and get married. Representatives for both Jay-Z and Beyoncé refused to comment on the report. In local news, explorer Jeff Green visited Toronto recently and dazzled a crowd at the Bloor Cinema with pictures and stories of his adventures. Laura Stanley reports.
For the past 15 years, explorer Jeff Green has been leading students from pole to pole on educational expeditions. Green has 103 Antarctic and Arctic expeditions under his belt. Over his travels, Green has witnessed firsthand the effects global warming is having on the polar regions.
70% of all the fresh water on the planet, but it's also losing it, and the common connection is climate change.
In 2004, Green was voted one of Canada's top 40 under 40 by a national organization that honors Canada's top young leaders. In 2000, Green founded an educational organization, Students on Ice.
We spend a lot of our time traveling around Canada, around North America, around the world, talking to groups.
Located in Gatineau, Quebec, and is in its 8th year, Students on Ice has taken over 700 students, teachers, and scientists to the Arctic and Antarctic.
Deeply touched and inspired and motivated by the places we've been, the things we've seen.
Green hopes that Students on Ice will help educate young people and inspire them to make a difference in our changing world. From the Bloor Cinema, I'm Laura Stanley with Centennial College News.
And finally, Nickelback frontman Chad Kroeger had a night he won't want to be reminded of, as he was arrested early yesterday morning for drunk driving in British Columbia. The Alberta rocker was stopped by police while driving his $175,000 Lamborghini at 2 a.m. on April 1st. Kroeger's lawyers attempted to have the case thrown out of court by claiming that police took too long in transporting him to the police station. But his claims were thrown out by the judge. Kroeger could face a fine or the suspension of his license. He'll be sentenced May 1st. And now, back to Abby.
Thanks, Dave. That's the news for now. You can hear more coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here, thanks for listening. Have a great morning.